girls tennis, and they have had plenty of time this year to play at the home confines, and that'll continue on Friday and Saturday. 3-2-1A regional tennis here. We'll have a couple of players that are going to be in the regionals here this weekend, and we're going to be talking first here with Junior Bella Myers. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Is this kind of an exciting time of the year? It's postseason now?
Well, yeah. Yeah, because it's fun because going to state, well, after regionals, but then having regionals here and being ready and not having to travel so far.
Yeah, that's got to be nice. You can kind of sleep in your own bed and get comfortable that way. You don't have a long trip or whatnot for regionals here, but you've had a little bit of change of partners here last couple of meets here, and then this week here you're going to have your regular partner back here, but you haven't missed a beat. How do you feel like your last week's been overall?
Oh, it's been all right. On Monday, I played singles, and okay. It was a completely different experience for me, but it was good. And then playing with Mallory again, we still did just as well as we did the beginning of the season.
Yeah, so did it kind of, was it one of those things too with her? It was like, oh, those aha moments again with the communication?
Yeah, it really was. It's just, you have to wait a minute for it to like click. Because when we played Goodland, we had them scored 2 on us. But then playing against Colby's a lot better, and they only scored once because it finally clicked.
All right, well, that's a good deal here. And, you know, you mentioned about playing on the home courts here this Friday and Saturday here. What's probably the most exciting part about having a regional host? Because it's been a long time. I don't know if at all Scott City's hosted regional tennis.
I don't know. It feels kind of nice. You're used to practicing on your home court. I feel like you play a lot better when you play there. And like you said, being able to sleep in your own bed and getting prepared a lot easier than having to travel far the night before.
You've been through this before, of course. Last year, you and Sadie qualifying for state and having a good run there. What are the preparations that you remember from last year, getting ready mentally and for the challenge ahead there this weekend? Maybe that you pass along to some of the newcomers that are going to be in that position.
You kind of have to know like who you're playing and how hard you have to play, because last year it was like you could lose, but this year it's single elimination. You can't lose at all until like the championship match. So you have to come in prepared and like be completely ready.
All right. Well, I know big goal here this weekend is to kind of do a little taking care of business, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you this weekend, and congratulations on a great season here so far, and hopefully it continues.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was Bella Myers, a junior for Scott City, now a freshman, Mallory Cup, joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Played doubles there league on Monday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. How was that for you?
It was really fun. I enjoy playing doubles. It's a good experience to get to do that.
Yeah, going back and forth, I guess it just kind of shows your versatility, right?
It's not hard to play with Bella. She picks me up. It's really a good time with her.
Well, I can tell you guys have really improved on your communication stuff just by the way you're talking here and back and forth with each other here. But what makes it kind of challenging maybe mentally going back and forth from singles to doubles back to singles?
I think this time it was for sure my serves, because I just couldn't get that doubles serve. And so I was serving singles, which meant I had to just quickly get out to that spot, and it was just kind of messing with me at first.
You pretty excited to go back into singles here for this weekend?
Yeah, I feel like that's when I can really reach my full potential is when I play singles.
All right, and first time postseason here. What's kind of the thought process for you this first go-around for you coming up here this weekend?
I just got to play how I know I can. Just don't match their abilities. Just play 100%.
Just play your game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's probably been the biggest thing so far here this year that you've seen an improvement with being your first year out for tennis?
I think just my ability, like positivity maybe, just being able to keep myself up and not get down, and also just being able to come in aggressive. I used to be, I was like gradually getting there, but it's easier to come in there aggressive now.
How fun is it to get ready for regionals, and especially being at home?
It's super fun, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Is it weird not having hardly anybody at practice this last couple of practices?
It really is, yeah. I'm missing some of my freshman buddies, but it's still fun.
All right, well, that's good. Here it is, freshman Mallory Cup joining us here, and congratulations on a great season. Good luck to you here this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Mallory Cup joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City, and we'll now be speaking here with our next guest here, and Corbett Jansen is Scott City was second league on Monday and getting ready for regionals here this weekend. Well, Coach, it was an interesting Monday just because of the one team was wasn't able to make it there, and a couple other kids from other teams weren't available to play. But so you got it through, and got it through fast there. And I guess looking back there, how'd you guys feel like you guys did on Monday?
You know, the girls performed really well with only five of the six players being able to play, and you know, we finished first, and third. And I think had we had that full team, we would have been right up there contending for the first place. But, you know, all the different circumstances, we'll take what we can get. We're just happy to be out here playing, really.
And, you know, and as competitive as you guys are and you want to be, I mean, do you just kind of look back and say, you know what, we're very thankful for the position that we're at here. We're able to do regionals.
Yeah, you know, you see all these other teams that are dropping and not being able to play, not just in tennis, but other sports, too, around the state and country. And we know how boys' season went this last spring. Yeah. And so I had to reflect, you know, the frustration of we don't even have a whole team. And what could have been that big league tournament? We lost a lot of matches with Cimarron not being able to attend. But, you know, all said, we're just happy to be here and be playing.
Yeah, you had pretty good days there. They combined all the singles players, ones and twos there, and you had a third place finish there from Limer there. And then you mentioned earlier doubles teams doing a little taking care of business. And how strong are your doubles teams?
You know, we think they're the best two in our regional. We're hoping that they can go out and prove that and finish first and second. It's just a matter of stepping on the court and proving it.
And, you know, speaking of regionals here, and I know this has got to be pretty exciting for the program to showcase the courts there. I know the league has had their opportunity this past Monday and your meet last couple of years here, but how exciting is this to not only showcase your court, but maybe the community?
Yeah, it's very exciting. We've got a lot of show off here in Scott City, and there's some smaller schools from Dodge City area that don't always make it up here for other activities, so it's our opportunity to show off and hopefully keep people wanting to come back.
And I know some, I think like 4A, 5A, and 6A, they're all one day, but 3-2-1A is 2-day, right?
Yeah, that's what makes 3-2-1A a little bit more special, but also a little bit more difficult, is we've got 24 competitors in our bracket for singles and 24 more for doubles, whereas the bigger classifications, they only have 16. So, you know, only taking 4 out of the 24 is pretty competitive and pretty high elite competition there.
Yeah, that's pretty tough, but, you know, that's the challenge of it. Yeah, and, you know, it's too bad they're not taking the 6 like they have in years past to the 4, but does that kind of amp things up for you guys a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, it's a little added pressure to we've talked about all week. You got to step on the court and be ready to play and be ready to win. You can't take any points off, because if you lose that first one, you're done. So, you know, hopefully with that added pressure comes a little step up in our play as well.
And Friday and Saturday, what are the times that the tournament's going to be starting at?
Yeah, we'll have a coaches meeting, and, you know, if it goes as planned, we'll have our national anthem and opening ceremonies at about 10 o'clock on Friday morning, and then continue play at the same time on Saturday.
All right, that should be fun there, and it's going to be fun to see a lot of different schools and a lot of different fans in town for the weekend there. And looking forward to it here. Coach Corbin Jansen here joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks again, as always. It was a good run on Monday for league, and hopefully it's a great run for you here this weekend at regionals.
Yep, appreciate it, Adam.